it's something you should certainly look at tracking.
And if there's some great stories that you hear about cynical stories about electric cars, not that I'd be spreading any of them around.
No.
I'm sure you understand. But just to throw them out here, so you'll hear about, the range isn't great electric car. You can be left on the M7 now going down to Waterford or something like that, and you'll run out of charge. What's the reality of the charge on these cars now? Especially now, because I'm sure they're developing all the time.
Well, I got my first one in 2016. The 30 kilowatt Leaf, and its range was limited, maybe 150 kilometers was what I was getting out of the car. Now, that was great for most short hop journeys to work and back, to school and back, doing the shopping and back. It's a fantastic car. I still have it.
Yeah.
Okay. As a daily runabout, that's a phenomenal car.
Yeah.
Very easy to run, very cheap to run, very little maintenance on the car, you know, and quite a nice car to drive. My current car is a Kia. And it has a range of over 400 kilometers.
Oh, wow. Nowadays,
right? Okay. So that will take me pretty much anywhere in the country.
Yeah. And you could imagine that even as the next couple of years go on, that range is going to get longer and longer, I presume.
It will. But, you know, one car salesman told me one time that, you know, the human has to stop more often than the cars.
Yeah.
You know, that's just it. You got to go to the loo. You got to eat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And those are the facts, you know. And when I started off first, everybody seemed to be this mythical driver that drove from Dublin to Cork twice a day.
Mm.
You know, it'll never take me there.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of those guys around for some reason.
But essentially, if you've charged up your car fully before a journey, there's a good chance that you won't have to charge it again until you're home again.
Correct. And the beautiful thing about electric cars is that most people charge at home, right? In fact, the statistics are 90% of all charging is done at home.
Oh, wow.
5% is done at work. And then 5% is just everywhere else. Okay, so
the Apple Greens, the middle of the town, where
absolutely
some
hotels, point, yeah. You know, GAA pitches, that sort of.
But that's only 5%. All those combined are 5%.
5%. The beauty is, every morning I get up and get into my car. My car's fully charged.
Mm.
I don't need to worry about stopping in the petrol station. It's there. It's full.
Yeah,
I know. I can get it pretty
far
much
cheaper anywhere. Than.
Absolutely.
Up any
absolutely. It's 12 cents a kilowatt in night rate for charging your car. And 1 kilowatt will take you about 4 kilometres.
Okay.
Right? So that's kind of what you're looking at there. Mm. Like about, 3-4 cents a kilometre for your fuel cost.
So it'd be €12, you could be going something like, I did a quick calculation in my head, could be going 400 kilometres on €12.
If you use the nighttime rates charging, and if you have solar panels at home, even better.
You know,
you're getting it cheaper again.
Yeah.
You know, so the cost of driving on electric cars is much, much cheaper than.
And is there anything another thing that I would have heard about would be that the battery life might be too long on these. And they are expensive to replace the battery, but maybe it's not as big a problem as you hear. Maybe with the earlier electric cars, it was a bigger issue. I'm not sure.
The very, very early cars had question marks over them.
You know,
and maybe rightly so. But my car is a 2016 Leaf, right? It's got 115,000 kilometres on it now. And it's at about 60% of its original range. Now, you may sound, okay, it's lost a bit of range, which is fine. Yeah. But it's still doing the same job. It's driving to school and back to shops and back to GAA matches and back. It's still doing the same job.
It's a local car, yeah.
It's a local runabout car, and it's fantastic for that. The newer cars, you know, the range degradation is much, much lower. The chemistry is better than the batteries. The batteries are bigger. That it's not as big a thing. That if you lose 10% of a 400-kilometre range battery, it's still 360 kilometres.
Mm.
It's not that bad.
That could take a few years for that to happen.
It could take many years. Tesla's there with, you know, a million miles on the clock.
Yeah.
You know, already.
That's plenty for me to have picked up there and plenty research done.
Have I convinced you, Jack?
I'm going to take a test drive anyway. That's the next stage. Listen, Tony, thanks very much for bending my ear on electric cars.
You're welcome.
I might be in a position to invest right now, but I'm definitely going to take a few out for a test drive so that I'm good and ready for one when the time comes.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.